Hello and welcome to another episode of Building Minnesota Rockers. Feels so good to be able to say the name and not caught MN every time. I'm
still not used to it yet. I find myself being very hesitant to say rocker out loud, yeah, but it feels good to do it.
Yeah, you kind of feel like you're swearing. Like when I say it, I'm like, I shouldn't be saying that because it was so long that we knew the name, we knew the branding, and we just had to go forth with the temporary placeholder name.
Top secret.
Yeah, yeah. So it feels good now that, you know, the league's been announced, our name's been announced. We're so happy to continue doing this podcast, Building Minnesota Rocker. We're down at WeWork again in downtown Minneapolis. This is our temporary space and, I guess, studio until we have our headquarters in Eagan all sorted out. It's being constructed right now, and we're super stoked about it. But wanted to hop on a quick podcast, just me and Brett today. Brett's the COO of Minnesota Rocker, in case you don't know. My name's Ashley, aka Midnight, the director of content here at the team. And, you know, we just wanted to have a quick sync up episode. I feel like since now Modern Warfare is out, so the game's out, our brand reveal happened. Both those things happening basically in the same week span has made things pretty hectic for us, but you've been doing your fair share of media and talking about it.
Yeah, it feels like a little bit of a catch your breath episode. It's, you know, just going to be us chatting a little bit about what we've been up to for the last few weeks. And
it's been so exciting. What's it feel like for you, someone, you've literally been here in this thing since day one? Mm-hmm. You said you started in May with it?
In May, yeah. Wow. So really we started, you know, the second week in May I came on board. And we started working on the branding almost immediately, started working on some of the key planning elements. And so it's been, you know, it's at the same time, it doesn't seem like a long time, but it also seems like years, right?
Yeah.
It has, you know, has both feelings.
May wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's been a full sprint to get to this point, but it's awesome to have the branding out there, to see fans reacting to it, to see, it seems like the reception has been very positive. I kind of like to see when people hate on it, because then you have fans jump in and explain what it means.
I think that's one of the cool things about the name is, you know, people are like, well, how do you say it, or what does that even mean, you know? And mm-hmm. once we got to like reveal our name along with the branding and the logo, like, it makes a lot of sense, right? And we get to kind of talk about, like, I'm sure you're so sick of saying the definition over and over again, but why not, just
imagine,
in case they haven't heard.
I have to imagine that anybody that is listening to this podcast has heard us explain it, but we'll explain it one more time.
Just a real quick one.
In case.
So rocker.
Minnesota rocker.
Means
twilight in Old Norse dialects. And what we like to say is it's not even the word twilight. Mm-hmm. It's that moment where the last light fades beyond the horizon, that moment between day and night. And it has ties to the mythology around Ragnarok, the end of the world in Norse mythologies. That word is actually Ragnarokker when you spell it out, which translates as twilight of the gods.
So badass.
So, yeah, that's the...
I still think it's badass every time you describe it. I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So knowing that, and like when people know that, you know, and they see people like, well, what does that even mean? Then they get to kind of like, you know, inform them, or people like to know things that others don't.
Yeah. You know, for us, we knew there was going to be some explaining necessary with the name, you know, and like when you know your name for that long, you know, you kind of go back and forth and say, okay, wait, is it going to take too much explaining? How are fans going to receive it? You know, but at the end of the day, and I mean, you know this, Ashley, but you know, for people listening, at the end of the day, we felt really strongly that we didn't want just a name, you know, just kind of a ho-hum name. Right. And we were willing to take a little bit of a risk with the name for something that we felt was a name that was going to resonate and was going to, you know, we'd have some fun with.
When I see the community reaction, it mostly seems positive. I think people are just excited that like this thing is building more and more. Like the league is coming, the teams are being revealed, the rosters are being revealed. It's very exciting. And so I think, people are just like, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. And like for us, it just makes perfect sense to have that name. It's something unique. We didn't want, you know, a really common word or like something that could be mistaken for another team. Like, you know, there's no other team but Rocker besides us. Maybe someone will try to copy us. I don't know. They should, because it's a cool name, but they shouldn't, because it's ours.
You know what? We said if it was the name of a high school, if it could be envisioned as a high school mascot, we crossed it off the list. If someday there is a high school mascot that's Rocker, because we've gotten that big, I'll take it, right?
Yeah.
If a high school wants to be the,
Imitation, you know, is flattery.
The Hopkins rocker, go for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fun to kind of see people's reaction. I don't know. I enjoyed seeing it. So, for the rosters being revealed, how good does it feel to not only have our roster revealed, because that all kind of happened last week too. I kind of forgot, like, we announced.
Yeah, it's been a big 7 days.
We announced Asim. We did that podcast. So we already kind of talked about him a little bit in the last episode. But, you know, we announced our substitutes in Exceed and Tiny. Tiny's a Minnesota local, mm-hmm. Search and Destroy specialist. He's always streaming Search. It's fun to watch. I always kind of like get my work done, and then at the end of the night when I'm like reading emails or doing whatever, I just put a stream on, and it's kind of fun. And one thing that's cool for me is to like if I turn on Silly's stream, watching Silly, Assault, GodRx, you know, watching our guys like play together, yeah. Where it's like we put that team together. That's awesome. And watching them like interact and play is awesome.
That is pretty fun. I was watching their stream late one night over the weekend, and I fell asleep with my iPad onto their Twitch channel, and I like then had these like I woke up to like these weird dreams that I was like that they were like talking to me.
Oh,
and I was
no.
like, what is going on?
Oh no,
I'm hearing Silly's voice. I was like, oh no, wait, I just didn't turn off my iPad.
Yeah,
and they're still streaming.
That's funny, you like woke up in a daze like, oh yeah. My god, Justin's here, what the heck.
What's going on?
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's been a treat to kind of see, like, the game finally came out. Everyone's been anticipating that. To see the guys playing together, it's really fun. And once they move out here, I mean, I think Assault's out here, Saint is out here, Jake is out here, the guys from the last episode. And eventually, you know, everyone's going to be out here.
Yep.
So we're super excited. Excited to have Alex out here. He's from the UK, so... Got to get him over here so he can get, you know, well connected, you know, better ping in the matches with the guys.
Yep. Asim is from Canada, so we've got an international flair to the team.
Yeah, we do. We got a couple unique guys for sure. So for the game, though, the game did just come out. Did you play it a lot over the weekend, or were you just kind of busy with everything going on?
I would say I played it every minute that I wasn't doing something else related to the brand reveal.
Yeah.
So I played as much as I could.
Yeah. I feel weird. This is like the first COD release where I wasn't like all in on it and like playing it like crazy. I actually haven't even played it since Sunday.
Is it Thursday today?
It's Thursday morning.
That's going to kill your cred.
I know.
Ashley. I don't
like,
know.
I bet
can you be saying that?
She's probably trash. No, I'm going to, I just haven't had like time to like play
still,
and stream.
You can still clean up on me. So.
Oh, easily. Play me in gunfight. Let's go. Play me 1v1 on the gunfight maps.
Well, I think tomorrow when this, probably around the time this drops.
So excited.
Yeah. Why don't you describe what we're doing tomorrow?
So tomorrow,
well,
like
it might be today by the time,
yeah,
or it could be yesterday by the time they listen to it.
We're recording this on Thursday, uploading it on Friday. And today later, I'm going to TCO with the Minnesota Vikings. I love going there, and I can't wait to just go to that area every single day once we have our HQ up. Shout out to WeWork though for the temporary spot. So I'm going there to help them set up for a 2v2 gunfight episode of Vikings Arcade. And if you guys don't know what Vikings Arcade is, the Vikings team actually does like a lot of content. I'm a huge fan of their content team, their production's top notch. We did our stream there on Branding Reveal Day the other day. It was great. But they are doing like a 2v2 with Minnesota Vikings players versus, I think it's going to be Assault and Saint. So Coach Saint and Assault are going to obliterate them. And what I'm hoping to do is maybe pair
might
a
have
play.
To mix and match.
Yeah,
a
I want to pair
bit.
An
yeah,
NFL
yeah,
or a
yeah.
Vikings player up with one of the pros. So I'm excited to go there, though. They're going to be doing a stream of it, I believe, on Friday. I don't want to say the exact time. It's going to be Friday afternoon. I don't know if they have an exact time, but it's Friday afternoon. We'll definitely like promote it on our Twitter. So make sure to follow our socials, by the way. Can I just say, part of the branding reveal day, well, actually almost all of it, was getting new social handles.
Yeah, talk a little bit about what that day was like for you.
Dude, I'm glad I stayed at my PC because I could not have done what I needed to do. I'm learning a Mac right now, guys. So I was switching up the graphics for a lot of the social media platforms, making sure they're the right size. There's still a couple I got to tweak and tighten up, but you know, it feels good to just like have everything out there. But part of that, when because it's an embargo, you got to update everything all at once. And I contacted Twitter and I was like, hey guys, we want this name on this day. And they're like, okay, cool. So I message him the day before. I'm like, hey, we want this name at this time, but not before it. And then it was only like 20 minutes, so I wasn't too mad. But 20 minutes beforehand, our handle changes to Rocker. And I'm like, and then I'm like, well, I want the graphic to be our avatar when we tweet it so that if people have notifications on, they get a notification that we posted our reveal video with the new graphic. It was, maybe I didn't have to do that, but I was like, I'm doing it that way. So I changed the graphic. And then I thought I could insta-upload the video, which was the plan. And then Twitter was having a hard time with the video. And I was like, God. So it sat up for a couple minutes without the video going up. But once the video went live across all platforms, just getting it everywhere was so awesome. And like seeing like just people vibe with it or really like the video. The video is so well done.
Yeah, the video was sick.
Oh, it was awesome. I remember the first time I watched it, I got goosebumps. I don't care if that's nerdy. Like I thought it was so cool.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think just updating everything, seeing the community interaction, seeing how everybody took to the name and took to it, like it was just a hype day for us. And then to cap it off, like with the stream that we did from TCO, like it was just incredible. So
yeah, it's fun. And then yesterday we had a little bit of a mini media tour.
Oh yeah, right? We did. God, I was already like, what did we do yesterday? Yeah. Yesterday morning, we went to Game Informer, which is actually headquartered here in Minneapolis. I knew that, like somewhere in my brain, I had that information, but I had like forgotten about it until they were like, hey, Game Informer wants to do a podcast. And I was like, oh my God, sick. Like that'd be awesome. So
it's a 5-minute Uber from where we're sitting right now.
So quick. Yeah. So we went over there.
The offices were awesome.
Yeah, the offices were awesome. Andy showed us around. Thank you so much again to Game Informer and Andy for having us. Their offices are dope. They have the sickest game collection I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Not just because of what games they have, but how many. They have just almost, it's not a professional catalog of every single game, but you know, they're enthusiasts, obviously, and they have so many games. We posted it on our Instagram stories. Shout out to our Instagram.
It was funny watching our whole group walk in there because everybody immediately gravitated to whatever was most nostalgic for them. Like, Annie and I went to, like,
the
Super
cartridges.
Nintendo and original Nintendo.
Yeah.
Like, everyone just went. It was like you could see people just, like, lock in on something and just beeline for it.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Right when I walked in on the left, there was the Grand Theft Auto games, which is Grand Theft Auto's, like, aside from Call of Duty, like by far my favorite franchise. So I saw like my favorite game, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I walked up to it and I was like, this is so cool. And then I just seen the scope of everything in there. And then they had all those cool like model weapons and everything. It was a good time. So we did a podcast with them. I think, you know, depending on how it comes out, we might, you know, we're going to direct you to watch the podcast that they upload. I think it's going up today. So by the time you're hearing this, it's up. Mm-hmm. We'll link to it in the down below. But we might kind of, you know, cut it up a little bit, talk about some of the key points and upload it here. We'll see. They said we could, so I'm down to just content everywhere all the time. Keep it moving. One thing that I'm kind of excited about, like content-wise and social media-wise, is getting like the plays out there. That's something that they used to do at Optic a lot, like getting like the cool clips from players' streams shown. And last night, Silly got a nasty 1v3, and like I don't know if you saw it, but the guy's reaction to it was funny. Like all the guys were like, 1v3 for the Twitter, for, like they were all just being funny, and they just sounded like funny. So I was like, oh, we gotta upload that. So
yeah, we gotta get that going.
Yeah, we're excited to keep just like transforming this thing as we go. That's kind of how it's been the whole time. As far as like. How do you feel now? Like, do you feel like there's a little bit of like a, it's happened a little bit, or is it still just like, we do still have a lot coming up?
Yeah. You know, there's definitely a little bit of a relief that the branding is out there and we're through everything that we needed to accomplish to get to that point.
It was a lot.
Yeah. It was a lot. And there's just so much that you want to get right when you're rolling out a brand for the first time. I mean, as a franchise, you literally do that once.
Yeah.
Right. Once.
Gotta do it right.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it was phenomenal, right? Or I would say it was a phenomenal experience. We don't get to decide if the branding's phenomenal. The fans get to decide if the branding's phenomenal. I mean, we love it. But I mean, it's, you know, and I think now we're, you know, kind of catching our breath a little bit the next few days. But, you know, we also announced on Tuesday that we're hosting the first event of the season.
Yes.
We're going to start the Call of Duty League first season, first event. We're going to start that in Minneapolis at the Armory.
12 teams. The whole league's coming. It's not just, oh, the first event's in Minnesota. They're going to have their first home game. We better maybe see what's up with that. No, the whole league is coming to Minnesota.
Call of Duty League launch weekend.
In Minneapolis at the Armory.
Yep.
So legit.
Yeah, I mean, we were so excited to lock that down and announce that on Tuesday right after revealing the branding. That was a fun sequence. You know, branding rolls out. An hour later, we announce that we're hosting the first event of the league. And that's something that actually dates back to even before I came on board. The Will family, the ownership group, put in front of Activision as part of the bid to get the franchise, the opportunity to host the first event. And it took a couple months of discussion with Activision, and they wanted to know what our plans were and what our vision was and what the venue was. But they kept an open mind, and we painted a great picture of what kind of a, you know, what fans can expect to see here in Minnesota. And it came together pretty well.
Yeah, it's going to be so legitimate. And I think, like, even, like, I saw people like, oh, January, Minnesota. I mean, it was kind of the same reaction when the Super Bowl was here, right? It was like, yeah. Oh, it's the dead of winter. We have a great city here, the Twin Cities. It's in Minneapolis. Downtown's really nice. There's a skyway system. It's very intricate. You're indoors most of it if you're walking around a restaurant.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of people coming in from out of town,
they might not expect.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they'll see is if you're staying in a downtown hotel, you go through the skyway, you walk about a block, maybe less, to get from wherever coming out of the skyway into the Armory. If you're driving, you park in a ramp, and now
Uber,
you're in the Skyway system. Yeah, and if you Uber, you don't even need a coat. You just drop off right at the front door.
Like, life hack, if you stayed at Mall of America, one of the hotels that's connected, you could realistically go down to the light rail.
Oh, yeah, light rail, that drops off about a block away.
The light rail drops off a block away from the Armory. So if you're super cold for an extended period of time in Minnesota in January for the event, I don't know what you're doing, because it's a great city to kind of be in. There's great restaurants in the area. We're very excited to have the whole league here. Like I said, just not just having a home game and being the first, which I think is that's huge. That's huge impact. Everyone's going to be watching that.
Yeah.
But just having everybody here is awesome.
And it's an incredible opportunity for us as a new team to really put ourselves on the map and put this city and this market on the map. With hosting an event like this. And you know, you really, it's such a unique opportunity because you only get one chance to start a new league. We talked about you only get one chance to roll out your brand. You only get one chance to have the first event ever of the Call of Duty League. And we get to have that here in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. And again, just having the whole league here, I can't get over it. That's just, when you guys told me that, because I think it was like pretty close to after I got brought on that you guys told me this. And I was just like, it just reinforced everything that I knew about the ownership already. And that, you know, that you guys are here to play, you're serious. You're not just here to have a novelty team in a league. You want to have a huge impact. And so we hope that people feel that. We hope Minnesota shows out huge for the team as well. Obviously, we're going to have a lot of people traveling in, but I really want the home crowd to be involved too.
You know, and that's what this organization is really all about, I think, from, you know, from all of us through the ownership group. You know, when we're going to do something, we're all in, and we're going to do it right. And that starts with, you know, going after hosting the first event. You know, that was probably unexpected by a lot of people, but we're excited to bring everybody here, show them what this city's all about. And this city's really, it's an untapped esports market. I mean, we've talked about it before, but there hasn't been any major esports events in this area, or, you know, really anywhere between here and Chicago. And this is a great chance to kick it off.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't be more excited. And yeah, super stoked to have the first event here. It's going to be a good time.
You can, if you're looking for ticket information, rocker.calldutyleague.com. Check it out. You can sign up there.
Yeah, sign up for the newsletter. You'll get notified when we put the tickets on sale. And we look forward to having, obviously, the hometown here. And then anyone who's coming in, we're excited to have you.
Yep.
I think that's a good place to end this. We just wanted to have a quick sync up where we, you know, me and Brett just sit down, shoot it for a little bit. And, you know, we'll come out with more episodes in the future. We're starting to onboard more staff here as we go and really build this thing out and just have kick-ass content for you guys all the time. So again, shout out to WeWork for providing the space for us to record the podcast and just work for the next couple months. Really keep bringing this thing to life. Appreciate you listening, if you're listening on wherever you're listening, because it's everywhere. If you want to find a place to listen, there's an Anchor link below. You can watch on YouTube. You can listen on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on Google, wherever you listen to Google things. It's there. So appreciate if you guys take the time to rate or comment on the episode, comment what you'd like to hear us maybe talk about or shed light on in future episodes. And That's it. Brett, anything else? Cap it off. Say GG's.
All good.
All right.
Let's do it.
Good game. Thanks for watching, guys.